Good evening, and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David Early Simai, Livli Nishmas El Yochayim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and Livli Nishmas Gittel Bas Horav Eliezer Manuach. There's another dimension to the life of a Baal Bitochen, which is very, almost bizarre. I think bizarre is the right word, but interesting, novel, unusual. The Rabbeinu Yoino on Mishlei, I believe it's Mishlei Yud, Pasuk Chof Ches, the Pasuk says, Teicheles Tzadikim Simcho, Besikvas Roshoim Teiveid. The hope, the awaiting of the Tzadikim is Simcha, happiness for them. And the hope of the Rishoyim, of the evil purpose is evil people is destruction. And Rabbi Yonah explains that when a person in the inyan of Taivas of Osha v'Kovet, a person wants wealth, a person wants Kovet. About that, the posuk in Mishlei applies to Echeles Memushocho Machala Leiv, an elongated waiting, awaiting, causes heart sickness. Makes a person sick. I'm anticipating, and it doesn't happen. That calls machla, that's machla. I want to be rich. I want to get covered. And I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, it doesn't happen. That causes me to get sick. I get depressed. I get frustrated. I get overwhelmed. Ach teicheles hatzadikim eineno machlas lev. He says, but that is only not for the tzadikim. The teicheles, the awaiting of tzadikim, does not cause any machlas lev, any heart problems. And he brings a posuk, ki sosem esimcha yimotzei bo. The tzaddik in his waiting will find happiness. Sosem esimcha, he'll find in it. Mipnei, and he says, why? Ki toichaltom loyal koichem ve'oitzem yodom. He says, what are they waiting for? What's the focus of this waiting of the tzaddikim? It's not in the tzaddik's power. It's not in the tzaddik's his capabilities. It's not in the tzaddik's great wisdom that he's relying. Kial rachmei Hashem yisborach. Because he's relying on the mercy of Hashem. And when he relies on the mercy of Hashem, it doesn't have that negative effect on his heart. The waiting can destroy a person if he's waiting and counting on his own powers, his own prowess, his own thing. But when his awaiting is not for anything of himself, only then the mercy of Hashem, that's something else. That doesn't cause him anything. He says, even if I'm waiting a long time, and I'm waiting for the same Osha v'Kovet as the Rosha is, but it doesn't hurt me. I don't worry about it. That doesn't bother me that I don't have it. It's good even a little bit if I have Yiras Hashem. Ach simcho yasigud min ha-toicheles al kolponim. Kehem smeichem b'chol eis al asher hisigu la'aroich t'chaltum le'lukim ulosum tikvosom lechasto. He says, the simcha that they have, they will get from the awaiting, from the hoping, from the waiting, because they're happy every moment, because they have reached the level of putting their trust and putting their awaiting and focusing on Hashem, not on their own powers. Velosim tikvosim lachasta, and to put their hope for his chesed. Vechol ma, listen to this, this is a punchline. Vechol ma shenim sheches umisacheres toichaltom. And the longer that it's delayed, the results of their desire for wealth, the desire for covet, he mis angim al ha'avoda asher yavdu nesodekim b'teicheles u'bitochem. They're delighting, they're enjoying, they're having pleasure in this avoda that they're working on themselves to keep waiting and trusting Hashem. And that seems to give them simcha and tanug and pleasure, despite the fact that they are waiting for something. So this comes out something very interesting. Both the tzaddik and the rosha want wealth. We're talking, there's a comparison here. They both want money, they both want covet, whatever it is. I guess the tzaddik doesn't mean the perfect tzaddik, but, you know, he's a good guy. There's one difference between them. They're both waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and they're both not getting it. The Rosh gets frustrated because his waiting is for his own capabilities to bring it about. The tzaddik doesn't, because he's relying on Hashem. He's waiting for Hashem. He's connecting. He has simcha v'sosoin v'tainug, rejoicing and pleasure. Pleasure, he has pleasure. It's an oineg for him. Why? Because I am connected, and even more connected, and constantly further connecting myself with Hashem, hoping to Hashem, hoping for his rachamim. Now, it's extremely interesting that a person can be in a state of need and desire, and a person can be focused on that desire and doesn't give up, and wants it, and wants it, and wants it, and wants it. But it doesn't matter if it doesn't care if it delays itself, because in the meantime, I have such happiness and pleasure from my connection to Hashem in the waiting for him to deliver. And that's worth more to me than anything else. And I think that we have to not only focus on the power of bitochin to enable us to get the things that we want, and not only to focus on the power of bitochin that enables us to live a life of menuchas hanefesh, because we're not worried, because everything's in Hashem's control and we're relying on him. But the power of toicheles, not even the sureness that it's going to happen, just the constant waiting and focusing on Hashem, what that does to give my life sosoin v'simcho v'tanug, happiness and pleasure, to the extent that I don't mind if it gets delayed. It gets delayed more and more and more. That's fine, because I'm having such a good time in waiting for Hashem's rachamim to kick in. And I think that in a world where there's so much frustration and so many of our heart's desires don't seem to be immediately answered, I think that keeping this in mind, that the waiting and the counting on, that's the difference. If I count on myself, so this is a frustrating experience because it's all about achieving the goal. If I count on Hashem, I'm so thrilled at the relationship which has been flourishing between us. I'll wait a little longer, I'll be fine. I don't mind, because I'm every day, I'm nene from this tainug that I get by connecting to Hashem with the midas habitochay and the midah of tocheles. And it seems that that's the pshat, a similar pshat that Radak learns in the posuk. In him our hearts will rejoice because we trusted in him. And the Radak seems to say that the rejoicing is we rejoice, we trusted in him. That pleasure of trusting in Hashem, it's not just a vehicle to achieve, and it's not just a vehicle to bring about tranquil menuchas hanefesh, but it's even a vehicle to bring about simcha. I want it, I have a taiva, I want the money. I want it as much as the Rosha maybe. But, you know, I'm having such a good time connecting to Hashem and waiting for his mercy that I could wait. I don't want to lose that state of happiness, that state of tainuk, that oineg that I have. And that, I think, is a very, very powerful message. The truth is that we know that Chazal say about the imois, lomo nesakro imois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesava letfilos shel tzadikim. The reason the imois, Sora, Rivka, Rocha, and even Leah, until it says, Vayar Hashem, kisnua Leah, vayiflech es rachmo, because of her situation. That's why she was able to have a child. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu craves the tefillos, the prayers of the tzaddikim. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need it for himself. It's certainly only for us. And it's probably only for the tzaddikim, as it says, because they're the only ones that maybe will benefit from it. But the tzaddik who prays, he grows himself, he comes closer to Hashem, and that's that process is so precious, that process is so full of pleasure. The closeness to Hashem is a pleasure, it's a simcha and a sosoin and a tainuk. But I have a question. if I was designing the matzav of the obvious, maybe I would say let them have kids at 60 and they'll say halal every day after that. Well, unfortunately, our experience is after the fact, we're not as good, we're not as alert, we're not as sensitive, we're not as committed. Before the fact, oh, I'm right there. After the fact, oh, you know, yeah, we'll say a little bit Hallel. The first day we'll say Hallel, next day we'll say half Hallel, next day we'll say Oidu, then we'll say Shkoyach, and then we'll forget about it. After the fact, it's not as exhilarating in feeling that connection to Hashem. So when I'm in a state of need, and I want the Osher, and I want the Kovid, but I'm in that state, in that zone that I'm relying on Hashem to bring it and not my own anything, then that is such a state of simcha, that's such a state of fulfillment and of happiness that it's, it really makes everything, all the challenges of life puts a new perspective and makes it all worthwhile.